Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And joining us on the line right now, former special counsel to President Bill Clinton, author of Crisis Tales, 5 Rules for Coping with Crisis in Business, Politics, and Life, a person who's very much a supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign, Lanny Davis. Good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I want to start off by a poll that just hit me square between the eyes this morning when I saw it. It was sort of hard to believe. A poll that was done by the Associated Press, which says, basically, depending on how you look at it, that 64% of those who were surveyed do not believe that Hillary Clinton is healthy enough to serve as president of the United States. I don't know about you, but if I were on the campaign and I was sitting there watching, how things are going, and I saw that 64% of the American people had real concerns about my health after I had, been seen collapsing at ground zero, I would be a little concerned about the state of my campaign.
I'm just so shocked. I need to catch my breath that you're concerned. Can I just recover from the shock that you're concerned about Hillary Clinton's health? Let me just recover here. Okay, I'm recovered. I know you'll be all right. So here's the deal. I watched a man drinking 8 cups of water, unsettled, couldn't quite get his act together to even perform the way he usually performs, compared to somebody with full composure, absolutely in command, and which every single poll taken, including the PPP poll, which is a national sample, and the CNN poll, showed that most people thought that she had done better. But you know what? Donald Trump had a bad night. Nobody can deny he had a bad night.
Are you going to answer my question?
Next time he'll do better.
Are you going to answer my question? Wouldn't you be concerned to know that 64% of Americans don't think she's healthy enough? Doesn't it have something to do with the fact that they couldn't get their story straight about what it was?
Actually, I am concerned that between a Friday and a Sunday, she didn't tell everyone that she had pneumonia. But what I am much less concerned about is the way she looked and acted on national TV in front of 100 million people.
Yeah.
That, to me, the performance during the debate, I'm a lot more concerned about Donald Trump having a really serious thirst problem. Marco Rubio is showing up at the next debate to throw water all over the place.
Are you really criticizing Donald Trump for hydrating? All right. Hey, Lanny, I'm not surprised. It's funny. When Hillary Clinton conceded later in the week after this health scare that, we could have handled this better and we could have gotten the facts out faster, I thought of you, Lanny, because, my gosh, how many times has Lanny Davis said, when you've got an issue, just get all the information, get all the facts out? Here's the problem, though, Lanny. How many times does this have to happen that they hide and they obfuscate and they come up with some, pretend story, and then it turns out it's another story and they don't come out with all the facts? They never listen to you. They never take your advice. At what point do the American people, Lanny, say, they don't get any more mulligans on this? This is their natural form of operation. It's standard operating procedure for them, and they're never going to come clean with the American people on anything.
First of all, if I'm playing you against golf, there's no limit on mulligans. Let's be clear about that. No, they did not handle that correctly, and Donald Trump hasn't handled the birther question correctly. Instead of just saying, look, I was wrong, and since 2011...
No, hold on. I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not going to let you do it, Manny. Lanny, we're gonna take you down. I will bring you. You know we love having you on. But you can't take a question that is very straightforward about how the Clinton campaign handles issues like this, be it the emails or her health or what have you. And the whole issue here is the fact that they don't immediately come clean with the facts, and you immediately pivot and talk about Donald Trump and the birth certificate. That ain't going to happen. So let's get back to the topic.
Guilty as charged. I would say, and I did say, I agree with you. They didn't handle it right. It was a health matter, and a lot of people are bashful about talking about health. They didn't handle it right. But I also think it's fair to say that most politicians don't, and Donald Trump mishandled the birther issue.
All but right, all right.
I certainly agree with you that she did not handle the announcement of her pneumonia should have been handled much better.
Yeah, well, even that was with a problem. But listen, let's move on. James Comey, the FBI director, granted immunity to Cheryl Mills. And a total, actually, when all is said and done, the investigation into the email server matter, five people were granted immunity. A number of people are pleading the fifth. If there is nothing to see here, if there is nothing wrong with all of this email scandal, then tell me why it is so many people want get out of jail free cards.
First of all, I love you guys, and I certainly respect both of you. You know that, and I do have a high regard for both of you. And you know as well as I do, if this were a Republican who had taken a fifth, and actually only one person took the fifth, immunity is a decision by government officials who don't have a particular.
Well, but it's only granted if asked for. Isn't that true?
There's a difference between granting immunity, which is a decision by government, versus somebody asserting his Fifth Amendment or her Fifth Amendment privilege. Only one person did that. Wow. And we all know you cannot assume any guilt when you assert the Fifth Amendment privilege, because
right.
your lawyer tells you that there could be a perjury trap when you're telling the truth. Everybody knows that, and you know that. There's no inference of guilt.
A perjury trap means that you're not telling the truth.
That's the Fifth Amendment.
But why did so many people need to be granted requested and granted immunity if there's nothing wrong going on?
That's
there.
A government decision. And
no,
the reason
it's only a decision if it's requested, Lanny, and you know that.
Yes, it's requested by lawyers who believe that. If you're innocent, your client is innocent, I've recommended and asked for immunity many times on behalf of my client. You don't want a perjury or any kind of a false statement accusation when somebody is innocent for an innocent answer. So government decides we don't have any interest in this person. So we want the person to give us every single answer and not worry about making a mistake and being charged with a false statement.
One last question, Lanny.
There's no presumption. It's less of a case to presume guilt, which we never should do, when you get immunity, which is a government decision,
yes.
Then asserting a Fifth Amendment. Well,
I agree that the question is more to James Comey than to Lanny Davis, but I get your point. By the way, point of fact, more than one person took the fifth just in the congressional hearings last week, a couple of people from Platte River Systems, the people who scrubbed the drag.
Congressional hearings is different.
All right. Well they took the fifth as well.
Prosecutors, they're political circuses, and anyone
who
goes in front of the
I'll remember that.
Committee,
quick question,
sure,
Lanny.
A different situation on a congressional hearing.
Lanny, quick question on the debates. Hillary Clinton came after Donald Trump about his personal behavior with women during the debate. Given that, is it fair game for Donald Trump to go after Hillary Clinton based on her personal behavior with women, specifically the women that have had dalliances and other accusations against her husband, Bill? It's fair game, right?
I believe it. I won't answer the fair game question because it's very personal. Everyone's got.
Oh, she made it fair game though, didn't she?
Hold on, come on. You didn't give me 10 seconds before that interruption.
That's because you said you weren't going to answer the question. Of course, I didn't give you 10 seconds.
I said it is certainly up to each individual to decide what's fair game. But I will answer this question. I hope Donald Trump does that. He is somebody without any standards as witness, the way he described his Miss Universe individual. And if he wants to raise a husband's indiscretions against a wife, bring it on.
Well, what about not his indiscretions, but her behavior toward the women that he had indiscretions with?
Her behavior towards the women are lies, just as Donald Trump lies about almost everything. And if he wants to do it, You have to ask anybody who's for Hillary Clinton whether they fear Donald Trump back in the gutter the way he was with Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, who called him a sociopathic liar.
Yes.
And let's have Donald Trump be Donald Trump. See, my greatest fear on Monday night was that Donald Trump would be presidential and calm and thoughtful and actually have a chance of winning the presidency. Within 15 minutes, I was high-fiving my wife.
All right. I'm glad you had a good time. We got to leave it there, Lanny. We're way over. But it's good to know you hope Donald Trump brings up those issues. We will mark that down.
Thanks a lot, Lanny.
Thanks, Lanny.